Let's speak to Chris Hyams. Chris is the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire, the campaign group. He's based right here in West Yorkshire. I'm delighted to say he's back on BBC Radio Leeds' Big Yorkshire Phone. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
So the train fares are going up again. We always get this announcement, then they kick in at the beginning of the year. Is it a kick in the teeth for passengers?
Absolutely, this time, Andrew, yes. You've been talking this week, as you've just mentioned on Radio Leeds, about congestion. There was another programme that talked about the health effects that congestion is having on the people. This time, we've seen the fares go up by 2.3%, which I think, if memory serves me right, is one of the largest increases we've had for a number of years. A few weeks ago, we saw Philip Hammond in his autumn statement freeze fuel duty. So, yeah, this is a kick in the teeth for the passenger. And I think the effect is we will see people leave the railways in favour of returning back to the cab.
Now, can I ask a question that some may think is a little cynical, which is this what they want us to do? Because the railways are too crowded, and actually, if they put the fares up, it may drive some people away, and ironically enough, make it a more comfortable service for those who are left.
I hope not. I know many, many years ago, British Rail did that on Fridays. We had a much simpler fare structure back in the 80s, but British Rail had this habit of increasing the fares on a Friday because they knew more people travelled and they couldn't cope with the demand, so that was the idea, to price people off. I really genuinely hope this time that that is not the reason.
Where does the money go, Chris? Because we do now have not a nationalised British Rail, we have a series of private railway companies. So when this money goes up, where does it go?
Well, we keep being told it's for investment in the railways. Now, you and I and myself and other Radio Leeds presenters have had this conversation for a number of years now, and keep being told it's for investment, but we never see any this investment. Okay, we've got some new trains coming, but that's going to be another couple of years down the line before they arrive.
You say we never see it. I mean, but we've just had the big plans unveiled for Leeds Railway Station. We've just seen that new entrance. Is that not where part of this money goes, or is that a different pot?
No, it's part of it has gone there, Andrew.
We've got new stations, Kirkstall Forge, for example. We've got places like Brighouse and Bradford back with direct routes to London. Some people might say, actually, things have improved.
Things have improved, and certainly things are a lot better now than when I first got involved in rail campaigning 30 years ago. Things are much, much better. But some of that money, like Kirkstall Forge, Appleby Bridge, that's come out of our council tax money and other sources as well. Our train fares are supposed to go into investment in our infrastructure, our stations. Okay, we've just seen the new entrance at Leeds, which has been a big help to the passengers, and on rolling stock as well. But we're still travelling around on 30-year-old rolling stock.
To get people onto the railways and off the roads, and I'm not saying everybody wants to do that, but many people think it would be sensible. What would you have to do that? Because a lot of us, whatever we're doing or buying, it's driven by price, isn't it? What would you do, given you think it's the wrong thing with prices going up? How could they take it down, though, and still invest and still make that square that circle? It's a very tricky one, isn't it, Chris?
It is an hard one, because what we need is not to force people out of the cars. I would not want that. What I would like to see is the alternative looking so attractive that when somebody was sat in the car, they think, I want to travel by train. I don't want to sit in this traffic jam every morning. So we have to have lower fares, a simpler fare structure, and certainly here in West Yorkshire, at peak times, better, more and longer service trains.
It's complicated, I think. So I'll give you an example. My situation now. So I was staying at my mum's in Hull last night, and there is a regular service between Leeds and Hull, which takes about an hour, and if you book the ticket in advance, you can get it for a really good price.
Yep.
So I could do that. The trouble is, even though when I was a kid growing up, we lived on a bus route which had buses all the time, now, at the time of morning I would need to catch it, I might have to wait 45 minutes for a bus, which means I'd then either got a very long walk or I catch a taxi in the morning. And by the time I've started factoring all of that in, I think, you know what, it's going to be simpler to take the car. So the train isn't the problem, it's the other bit of transport around it.
It is, and that is one of the things that we focus on at Rail Future. A lot of people think we're just here to campaign for a bigger network and railway reopenings. For us, we're starting now to look at the old journey experience from leaving the door leaving your front door to you arriving at your desk at work, and everything has to work together, which sadly in this country it never has done. The roads have been built without any thought to the railways, the buses run independently to sort the buses, and we now need to start looking at everything to work together for a seamless transport journey.
So, a kick in the teeth, you agree, for passengers. Absolutely. Some people you reckon will be priced off the railways. Let's end on a positive note. What would you do, what would you say to the companies to square this circle in a different way, which actually makes people happy rather than grumbling?
We know you've got some new trains on order. Let's get them out into service as quickly as possible, and let's see the investment you keep talking about. Let's have some decent information systems at stations, so when a train is late or delayed, we know it's going to arrive on time. You know, just start thinking about what the passenger needs and not what you want to give us as passengers.
So you think it could be something as simple as, okay, I might this time next year buy a fare increase if I could actually see where that money was going. You think that simple equation would help people understand why fares need to go up?
Absolutely, because people at the moment are just thinking it is going into the pockets of the shareholders. And, you know, all right, a percentage of it is. Also, there's a large percentage supposedly getting invested in the railway. So let's see that. You know, let the train companies tell us what they're doing. Get them to show us where that our money is going.
Chris, very good to speak to you. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Chris Hyams, chair of the campaign group Rail Future Yorkshire.